Right, and so it should not be. I'm trying to figure out why it says that. Let me look at that.
Yeah, that's at 27 acres to the very west. There's another 27 acres kind of in the middle, and then Bullerville's Park is up front.
That little circle area there.
Yeah, two to the right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm trying to remember. Did you come in here and get Little Heroes Park exempt?
It's confusing because Life's Journeys are a nonprofit.
Yes.
And that doesn't own anything at this park. It's only this 100 acres in Branson Hills that was gifted to us. So we were challenging that last year, the different property.
I thought that.
But Little Hills Park is really the name of the development as a whole. If we develop that whole property in the future, which could end up being commercial.
Right.
Right now, it's really nothing other than we put a building in there to operate for our nonprofit. Our nonprofit, Life's Journey, basically leases the land for $12 a year.
Right.
So all revenues that are received, which aren't very much, at the Life's Journey nonprofit level, doesn't go to RTLC. It goes to the nonprofit,
right,
which it shows losses, which just takes contributions to survive. So it's a different structure. I don't know anybody that's really out there in the community donating their land and receiving all, not going to the nonprofit. Like, the land's really valuable for profit, but we're not using it like that.
Yeah, and if it is donated, as I've said, if it's donated property and it's in the nonprofit, then it would be different. But
it's not donated. It's all, we've been paying taxes on it from the very beginning.
Okay. We being
RTLC.
Okay.
The only reason we changed it to Little Heroes Park, I think, was to put restrictions on that area, like no alcohol, no drugs, so nobody can come in there. If I die down the road, you can't put a liquor store there.
Sure.
So it was really to help the community.
Yeah. Now, we appreciate certainly appreciate what you do. We're here to try to figure out what your land should be. If it's still in the LLC and that's not the nonprofit, then we got two questions here. It looks like to me is, should they all be ag? The one up front doesn't look like maybe.
Well, the one up front should not. The one with the clubhouse on it. But the rest of it, if on his personal property he has tractors and everything.
Did you say that you use tractors and?
Yeah, there's like tons of work there. That's our biggest cost,
timber,
is taking care of that. Yeah.
And
we had an F1 tornado in 3 years ago. The only spot in two spots in Southwest Missouri, we lost 75 trees. Well, we used the equipment to clean it up, and that's where a lot of timber came in too. But.
Okay.
So my question to you is, what's the name on your personal property account that is declaring all this equipment?
Well, I pay my personal property taxes in my personal name.
Yeah, it's in his name.
That's okay. I'm just asking you.
Yeah. So
is it on your personal property?
Yeah,
it's right there.
Okay.
It's all right.
It shows
there's
the
a
farm.
Tractor. There's some vehicles. There's a horse bumper, aluminum trailer, utility trailer, farm equipment tractor, farm equipment front end loaders, farm equipment brush hog.
Yeah. So that would be fine. And like I said, just the front one that is 8.008 or at the clubhouse, that would still be commercial and at the.
Okay, but is that BOE 430? Is the front one? Is that what that is?
Right.
Okay.
That one should be where.
So BOE 429 should not be.
No, all of these can be, should be agriculture and back at the agricultural rate.
That,
if he's got the equipment on that for that one.
Okay.
And that's where we park it is at the building.
And what class would they be? The reason I'm asking is he's got some values here that are all going to go down.
Well, it would. We'll have to look it up at what class they're at.
So if
because
we just,
it's already in the system. Somebody's already gone out there and looked and classified it because it used to be a farm.
All right.
Okay. So
okay,
like on 8.006, let me see if I can.
Well, I'm trying to figure why there's part exemption on 424.
Is that
what that, is? That exemption shouldn't. It's showing up because it's in the structure part. there used to be a building there, and instead of erasing it, somebody just put exempt because it's no longer there.
Okay.
It's vacant land.
Okay. So if we made a motion to classify 424, 425, I've got 426 of Little Heroes Park as res. I'm not sure what that is or why. I'm just trying to make sure which one's commercial. Is it 430? Because we've got BOE 426 as Little Heroes Park. It doesn't say it's under RTLLC. Is it all under RTLLC?
I'm going to look at the 429 also, because that says concrete. So is that a parking lot or the roads for the
basketball court.
Commercial? I'm not sure.
There was a basketball court on one of them.
That's separate from the building.
I don't know that I'm going to.
But I would say, yeah. So.
I'm just trying to delineate, because all of them are under RTLLC, but we have one here, BOE 426, that says Little Heroes Park. Is that BOE 426 right there on the screen?
430.
That's 430. Okay, that's the one that's supposed to be commercial. The rest of them would be, I don't know why 426. Is that where the basketball court is? There?
Where is
426? 429. 429 has the basketball court on it.
Okay, so, but BOE 426 is the one that says Little Heroes Park, not RTLLC. I'm trying to figure out what track that is. Okay. Why would that be classified as res?
Right.
That's five acres that goes over to Howard Bike Park. That's nothing, just woods.
Okay, so that's just above. Okay.
It's above. It's at the highest point and goes over to okay. All the way to Howard on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, it goes all the way to Howard. Okay,
yeah.
Now
it's
I know
just,
where you are.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's never been touched. It's other than trying to.
Okay.
Just acquired that a few years ago.
On that piece, I'd like to, on that piece, that's 426, BOE 426.
Yes.
That's the one I'd probably like to table, because I'm trying to look at the case law on that to see what we can do for people with just timber tracks.
5420.
Okay. But as to the other tracks, which would be 424, 425, 428, 429, put them all at ag. For some reason, 429 said commercial. That's probably because it had the basketball court. But
well, that's part of the stuff you pay for when you get there.
I'm sorry?
That's part of the...
But it's not revenues to RTLLC.
That's his whole deal, Little Heroes Park. You kind of,
right.
You pay the fee, and you're able to use the sports equipment, which is also the basketball court. So 429 and 430 should actually be commercial.
Let me just clarify something. That revenue is going to the nonprofit because it leases it for $12 a year. So RTLLC is paying taxes.
Well, yeah, RTLLC is the one that we're concerned about, but I'm...
So those revenues do not go to RTLLC, she's right. Saying.
But all there is on 429, what I saw there was a basketball court on that corner, right? That's all there is.
Yep, so 99% of that track is just timber.
Yeah.
This is 429?
Yeah. And do we know why 421, Susan, do you have any idea why that went from ag change to res? And 420, it looks like 427, 428 were ag change to res. And I don't understand that.
Let me look at that. Number 8.06.
If we put cabins or something out there, I would understand, but there's nothing.
We're trying to figure out based on the state tax commission and what they would do what we're doing with these properties that are just wooded, because I just don't feel like it's...
I don't see anything on there. I mean, the picture he's taken is just the gate.
Yeah.
And so it says res and other, and he was out there in 25, but there's nothing under that, and then there's agriculture, so... There's zero under res. So I'll tell you that when he's out there and he shows that he's been there, he didn't put any kind of value on anything residential, but when he did the land, that's what's showing.
It's kind of like the state tax appraisers who think that
so on, the bank on your sheet, what this column is reading when it says res, it's just reading if there's anything in our section under structures, but again, there is nothing. So you see there's zero for residential structure. It just means he wrote something on the residential page, but there's no value or anything. So, and what he's being determined as, though, is res, so it should be ag.
Okay, on the commercial track, which is BOE 430, it's got it at 96,730. Is that correct? That's what we have on our paper.
All right. You're the switching around on me, and I need to...
The paper are not correct.
Okay.
Because change.
Those were just other values.
Yeah, Stephanie was explaining that the other day. It's what she was explaining.
Something the system pushed out. I'm just trying to figure out what the appraised value on that is. 70.
Which one are we looking at?
96.
So 430 did not change. It's the same as what it was.
Okay, the value is not changed. It's
what from what your paper states.
96,730. Okay. So on the commercial track, it's got a value of 96,730. Is that value? Or is there any dispute about that value? I just want to make sure.
It's been there for a while, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same. There's a slight increase.
I'm fine with it the way it is if that's not changed.
All right.
I'm not saying I don't want to pay taxes.
No, I get it.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to make sure that I go down through. I understand what the assessor's saying on 429 with the basketball court, but 99% of it's not. I mean, we could do a mixed use there, I guess, but I don't know how much the basketball court. I mean, it's going to be like 1%. It seems kind of pointless. But
someday you guys will gain a lot from this property, but I don't think this is the time to go after us personally.
No. Is there anything else that you or you would like to say before we...
No, but in general, I appreciate you guys being the Board of Equalization, being independent for everyone in the community, because we need you, because I heard on the 104.1 Darren Chapel on last Monday, a week ago Monday, that the Tax Commission met, and they sent a letter to all the assessors across the state and asked them to raise it 10 to 13%. Across the board, so I know we have 1,200 cases here, and I know Ms. Chapman's trying to do her job, but at the same time, I think it's a little corrupt when after you guys, if you don't do your job, we got to go to the tax hearing office, which just asks everybody to raise the rate. So I'm dealing with a lot of state senators and state reps, and we're going to figure this out.
Well, I think ultimately that's the question. I mean, when people, I know that, you know, they get frustrated about taxes, but ultimately the question is you got to go through your legislature. They're the ones that set it,
yeah.
You know, and so we only can deal with what we got.
Right. So I appreciate, I know you guys are overwhelmed, so thank you for what you do. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'd appreciate the time to clear up some misrepresentation. First of all, we didn't have 1,200 appeals. We have like 620. I follow the statutes, and so when statutes are reinterpreted in a different way than other assessors in the state have said, I can't help that. It is what it is. Taney County, they do that. I will also tell you that I have stood for the people of Taney County, and I've held things back as much as I can, and you will see that.